Yes, Brian.
Hey, Brian, it's Gail Buskey. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. How's the world treating you?
Oh, I'm getting by, young lady. I'm doing the best I can. How's that sound?
Yeah, you're not kidding, right? Man, it's a rough world out there these days.
Oh, I've got to have, I don't know if I told you, I got to get hip replacement here one of these days.
Oh, good grief. That's fun.
Yeah,
now, so is that before or after you moving to Mexico?
I don't know about all that. I don't know the way it's going now. I thought about just selling out and going there now. Actually, that's probably where I'm going to get my surgery, in Puerto Vallarta, probably.
Oh, wow. Yeah, a lot of people do. You know, it's cheaper, and you're in and out, done, and on your way.
You know, that's what happens when you're self-employed and you don't like spending all that money on health insurance. I got Trailhead clinics, but it doesn't cover a lot of things. So there you go.
So the joys
of being old. But other than that,
it's not for
sissies. So anyway, old Big Dog was in my office the other day, and he said you were doing SEO, and I told him, I says, well, have her call me. I haven't had really good luck at it in the past. He says, well, it's not very expensive, da 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 da. And he thought about doing it. And I told him, I says, well, I'd be interested in seeing what was up. So that's why I asked you to call me.
Well, awesome. I'm glad you did. And yeah, I am. I'm actually having fun. I get to work with small businesses and help them grow their business. So, yeah, it's fun. So the company I work for is Local Splash. They're based in Costa Mesa, California. I work from home. Actually, everybody is remote now post-pandemic. They have one anchor person back at the office in Costa Mesa, and everybody else is remote. So, yeah, we do the local programming. In fact, I did sign Jim up last week with Montrose Home Inspectors. So they've been working on his ranking. So we specialize in getting our clients on the first page when they're searching for your services on Google. So that covers the local area. The other thing that we do, because we're Google partners, we lock down the radius around home base for you. So meaning if another realtor were to come along and ask us to do their SEO, we would turn them away. Google only lets us work with one company per category, per area. If we do more than that, we lose our partnership, which, after 17 years, we kind of value it. So,
right.
Yeah, we do only work with one company. We'll play with the different real estate words, real estate services, real estate sales, buy real estate, sell real estate, all those keywords, and use those keywords, backlinking, photos, content, the whole works, to get you to that first page. You've already got a website, don't you, Brian? I'm sure you do. Okay, that's what I thought.
I
Let me pull it up.
And I guess, on a Google search, it only has about a 2.6 rating or something. Half of them are real reviews, and the other half are people I've never done business with that decided to give bad reviews. So I don't know.
I've
had other companies get around and say, oh, well, we can do this and we can do that or whatever, but I've never spent too much time about it. Most of my business is referral and past clientele anyway. So.
Sure. Well, the cool thing too, Google has really become the new digital word of mouth. I mean, it's crazy. People these days are in such a hurry that they're Googling from their phone, and they see one company that's got a good rating, they're legit, and they click and call. It's just the weirdest. I never thought I'd see the day that would happen, but it is. It's here. Everybody's overworked and, well, underpaid too, but that's a whole other thing. So, yeah, I just pulled up your Google business profile. You've got 2.6 stars, 20 reviews. You can't remove reviews. Nobody can. Every once in a blue moon, we might be able to get one removed for our clients. Best you can do is post a rebuttal to the bad review and fill it with more good.
But, you know, it's, you know, the thing is, I don't know, I have like 130 or 100 whatever five-star reviews on Zillow, and I should have taken those reviews, people asking for reviews off of Zillow, and put them on Google is where I should put them. But should have,
right.
Could have. That would have changed the course of that a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you know, it's not too late to improve it. We just need to stack it with more good reviews. So looking at your website, one thing I would want to see, first of all, are you happy with your website as is?
I think I'm fairly happy, yeah.
Okay. It's a good looking site. Only a couple things I would change is I'd want to put a Google tool on there to get more reviews. We can do that for you. So we can go into your existing site, make sure that it's optimized and keyworded. And then, of course, we'll backlink. That's part of getting you to that first page is all that back-end programming, the optimization and the backlinking, and then getting you out to all of the directories. So we typically submit to about 60 different directories, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. The list goes on. So, yeah, like I said, about 60 different directories. So all of that plays together in getting you on the first page when somebody's searching for real estate services. In fact, I'm going to do a search. I'll go into my blind screen so I can do it where it doesn't depend on my location or my search history. Let's see. I'm just going to do real estate, Montrose, Colorado. And
one
see where you land.
Of course, I used to have a lot different volume. I don't know. I looked the other day. I was about like eighth page or something. I used to consistently be on the first page most of the time, but things were different. You know, I had a lot more inventory that was, you know, before COVID, just a lot of things have changed. So.
Algorithms have probably changed in that time. And I'm seeing, well, of course, realtor.com is, got paid ads up there. Those you can't beat unless you want to pay for the ads, which is a possibility too. And then of course Zillow.
I haven't been doing,
but you know, there's room here.
Other ads.
Yeah, it sounds like they got expensive.
I mean,
stupid expensive.
Well,
so,
I,
you know, there's.
Dropped about $6,500 a month with Zillow.
Ouch, that's insane.
I did that for like 4 or 5 years in a row.
Wow.
And then it just wasn't cost effective, you know. So.
Right. And so I'm on page 3 and I'm still not finding you, but if I go back over to page 1, let me just see here.
It was about the 8th page last time I looked, which doesn't, you know, in a lot of ways it doesn't really matter to me much. I seem to get quite a bit of traffic on that website. People like that website to search for property.
Oh, sure. And it's probably from word of mouth. You know, but I'm looking back at the first page, though. There is still room for you there. There's, you know, there are plenty of spaces available that we can, more content, more links that will get you to that first page, and it'll bump some of these ones that are sitting on first page. So there is still room there for you, no doubt. Montrose Real Estate. A darn thing. It switched my search around. There we go. Yeah, there's plenty of room for you up there. I mean, I see ASA, and the only reason they're up there probably is they have more backlinking and more back-end programming. So definitely possible. There's room up there. We can get your first page again, Brian.
What's it cost? What do you charge a month or whatever?
Yeah.
What is, how much is it?
Let me grab my price sheet. Oops, there we go.
Jim told me he thought it was cheap, but, you know, he's got more money than I got.
Yeah, well, actually, it is. The other thing, you're on Facebook, aren't you, Brian?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And that's a business page?
Yeah, I have a business page there, too.
Awesome, awesome. So, yeah, we can do $349 a month, and that includes $100 in Facebook advertising every single month, which again, I never thought I'd see the day, but post-pandemic, people are trying to keep their dollar local. So they're going on Facebook to search for local goods and services. And now that Facebook has rebranded to Meta, they've become super powerful for small businesses and local businesses. So just to give you an idea, that $100 in Facebook ads every month, so let me explain retargeted ads to you first. You've probably experienced them if you didn't know them by name already. If you search for anything on Google or Amazon, and then later you were on a game or on Facebook or somewhere else, and you saw an ad for that following you around, you've seen those.
Oh, yeah, I see it all the time.
Yep. Those are retargeted ads. So they don't cost anything against your monthly ad dollars. So all of those impressions are free. So to me, that's just free branding. The only time it dings against those monthly ad dollars is when they actually click on the ad. And what they've shown us is when they click the ad, they've probably already seen your ad several times. And you know, marketing is all about they have to see you three times before they consider calling you. So
right.
They see your retargeted ad, and then finally they go, yeah, this is the guy. And they click on the ad, and they click to call you. So those clicks count between 5 and 50 cents per against that $100 in Facebook ads. So my math says that's about 200 leads, worst case, if every single one of them were 50 cents. That's a lot of new leads just off of Facebook alone, and for less than I can fill my truck for each time around these days.
So are you guys on a contract or a month-to-month, or what do you do?
Strictly month-to-month. We do ask that you give a verbal commitment that you'll stick it out for 2 months. Timeline, it takes us about 30 to 45 days to get all of our programming done, get everything over to Google so they can do their job. So, I mean, anything less would be a job half done. It'd be a disservice to you. But it is month to month. So, yeah, it'd just be that $349 a month. There's a $99 setup fee. It's normally $299, but I can put a friends and family discount in. Consider you friends and family at least by now. So, yeah, I can get that down to $99. And, yeah, just month to month.
Well,
that's a whole heck of a lot cheaper than you're getting on Zillow.
Oh, I'm not doing Zillow anymore, but I'm
actually, thank God.
The only thing I'm doing is I've got a little bit of advertising on Facebook, but other than that, I don't have a lot. I'm not doing a lot of that. I just found it didn't, I don't know, I wasn't getting a return on my dollar.
And so, you know, I would suggest stop spending that money. Let us write the ads and run them. We can really target in these folks that do our Facebook portion. They absolutely know what they're doing. They can drill in by area, age range, income level. I think there might be a category for whether or not they have kids and fur babies, to be honest. But they really know how to target in so that your ad dollars go as far as they can. I would honestly, personally, I wouldn't tackle it myself. I told Jim I wasn't going to do it for him. I wasn't even going to sit down and try and figure it out. It's just not worth the time versus, you know, the little bit to spend to have us write all those ads and make sure they're worded right.
They actually do pretty well, and they, you know, target a few things. They were the same company that worked on getting me likes on that page or whatever, and I don't know, whatever there is, 1,300 or
nice.
1,350 or something like page, but I really haven't seen a return off of Facebook. I've seen, you know, I don't know. I guess I've seen a lot of recognition, but as far as actual income off of Facebook, I haven't seen any income off of Facebook.
Sure.
You know? So, you know, the majority of that was way back when, you know, Zillow leads, but, you know, you're just, I don't know. They call them a lead, and I call them a simple inquiry. So, you know, they're
right.
That's basically what they were, and you're just, you know, surely playing the numbers. But you know, when you get rid of everybody because of COVID or this or that or employment or whatever, you start
doing
on your own. It's just not feasible to to do that, you need some sort of a team or something to operate that way. And I tried to try to operate it that way, but I just couldn't get people to cooperate the way, to have that, run smoothly, I guess. They all came into their own. And, had we worked together, they probably would have made more money. So, well, I'm making a deal. I've got a few things going on just because I got a weird day today, just some medical issues going on. So, I'm interested in it. Let me kick it around.
Okay.
I've got to go to the doctor a little bit, and they've got to look at something. I've got to go in for some tests, and they're going to, I don't know if they're going to inject me today or what, with,
trying
to make my leg and hip feel better and everything else. So it's,
hopefully that helps.
This last couple of weeks has been a son of a gun, and it's getting worse. So, I'm just trying to do the best I can, but it, makes it even hard to walk around. So, I'll be out of commission, but that's what's going on.
You know what? If I can make a suggestion, try. I just did this a few weeks ago. I actually just went in for another session. Soak Wellness. They're downtown. What street? They're a street east of Hartman. A street east of Park. What is that? Not Cascade. Might be Cascade. Anyway, it's called Soak Wellness. Try one of their deprivation tanks. Sensory deprivation tanks. You float in water. It's warm water. It's still, and it's infused with 1,200 pounds of Epsom salt. I mean, you can't sink, literally. There's so much salt in it, you can't sink. But what it did for my body was amazing. I mean, the next day, I felt like $1 million. It's all that magnesium your body soaks up. It needs that magnesium, and it definitely helps pain, and it's calming.
That's the thing. That pain starts at my lower back and goes down right below the outside of my, below my knee. So my whole hip and my thigh and inner thigh, and it's just, it's just constant nagging pain. And
I bet floating in that. Yeah. Well, and I bet floating in that still pain.
I mean, I'll take some Tylenol or something, but I'm not going to start doing pain medication or anything. So, long of the short is, I don't know. It's about 35 or 45,000 to get it done up here, and I can get it done in Puerto
Rico. Wow.
Somewhere between 9,500 and 16,500. So,
that's crazy.
Where I'm going to end up going, sometime this fall. So, I'm in the process. I had to get, I'm still haven't got my passport and all that other stuff, and going through all this and X-rays and everything else. But it's my hip is wasted. It's bone on bone. So
yikes! So I bet that deprivation tank would feel good. That no pressure, just lay there and float.
Well, for an old sissy guy like me, it makes me cry from time to time, but teasing a little bit. But, it just makes your life miserable,
No doubt.
I am interested probably in doing something. I don't know when I don't know if I'm going to do it right away here on that Gale, but I'll certainly give you a ring and
sounds good.
Get a better plan when I get my act together a little bit more. But this last week or so, it's just been kind of weird just with, health reason kind of deal. So, So it's something.
No worries.
I don't know. Kind of threw me for a curveball a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I'll follow up with you in a few days and see how things look. And if you have any questions, certainly give me a call.
Yeah, it'll work. I might not come up for air till next week. I don't know. I've got a few things going on this week. But, give me a ring. I would certainly. Somewhere down the line, I'll probably end up doing that again. It's just a matter of when. I'm just trying to, between health and financial and everything else, it's called life, I guess. So,
no doubt. And I'm going to text you, too.
Okay.
What's that? I'm going to text you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I will. I'll do that. Sent you a text with my contact info through work, so you can reach me that way, too.
That
awesome. Well, it was good. Good talking with you, Brian.
Thanks, Gail. I'll talk to you later.
You bet. Alrighty. Okay. Bye-bye.